Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. Excuse me. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. This is the New Africa Business Association out of Washington, D.C. And again, I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. And I think my co-host will be coming on here in a few moments. I don't see where he's on yet, but tonight we're going to be talking about, I'm sorry, I do have my co-host on. I'm sorry, excuse me, I was just in conversation with one of my sponsors here. But anyway, this is the New Africa Business Association of Blog Talk Radio, Washington, D.C. Again, I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. Tonight, we're going to start a new episode. We're going to deal with, those of you who have been listening was expected to hear the continuation on the contributed of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, his contribution to his son, Imam W.D. Muhammad. We do have two more episodes of that, but tonight we're going to discontinue those two episodes until further notice. Tonight we're going to have a special, we have a special program that we want to present tonight. We have our national president. As I said many of times, the New Africa Business Association is a national association. Brother Aziz and myself, we're the spokesperson for the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. But there are many, many New Africa Business Associations. It was all started by our late leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, back in 2005 when he changed our name from the Muslims Business Association to the New Africa Business Association. And now there are New Africa Business Associations active all over the United States, all over the Caribbean. And I was looking on the national maps, and there we are, see where we operate also in some parts of Africa. So without further ado, we're going to give a few folks to get to the call in and get to their get a chance to call in. We're going to give them a few more moments. I see where everything is lighting up. But again, want to, given those who would like to call in, I want to just give you that information. Anyone who would like to call in, and the call-in number, and if anyone would like to share it with a friend, is 657-383-1372. 657-383-1372. If you'd like to join us online, of course, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC/URL. The URL identifies the Washington metropolitan area. So we'll be right back, and we're going to have our guest coming on, and we'll get started with our show in just a small second.
Bynum & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BynumAndAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
Okay, and welcome back to the New Africa Business Association. I think I have most of my guests is going to be is coming on. I am going to give them all a chance to introduce themselves. I'll start off with the National Business Association and representative of North Carolina. I'm hoping it's our president, David Hassan. David, if you're there, greetings.
Greetings, Bilal. Just
yes,
wanted to. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Oh, okay, good then. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I just wanted to say that I am happy and thrilled about being on your show. I mean, I've been on there on many occasions, but I've listened to it. And if you don't know, I'll be listening to it sometime. I tune in, hit me, and then I tune right in. and listen to your show. You have been doing an excellent job in terms of actually bringing the people awareness of economic development, the importance of economic development, and where they should be. If we don't do it among ourselves, who we expect to do it? So you are doing an excellent job, and I'm happy to be on your show again. And I certainly appreciate you coming down. A year or two ago, you came down to our business conference. You have been a great supporter of our business conference, and you and your colleagues and people is in your association, and you came down, and I apologize for not having a seat for your group that came down. I think four or five of y'all came down, and we didn't have no more seats. It was filled, the back room was filled up, and we didn't have no seats. We had to make some seats and put you in a spot at the time when you was okay with it, but I don't really like to do that, but the place was filled. And this is what we're doing, and this is how we're tracking a lot of the people around the country. They want to know about business and economics. So that we'll have a better seat for you this year, because I will get in and tell you where we're going to be and what we're doing. I also have a guest with me that's going to be there, which is she's one of the co-chair of the NMBC conference this year, planning conference this year. Donna, are you on the phone?
Of course. I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Donna's on the phone. So you'll be hearing from her, Bilal, throughout the show, and hopefully she will be able to enlighten you in what we're doing and what we're all about for this year, for 2020. We're excited.
Excellent, Brother Dave. Looking forward to hearing. Sister Donna, welcome. And not only this show, but hopefully you can contribute to all of our shows. And I'm going to turn you right back over to Brother Dave. I'm not going to waste any of my time. The show is so important tonight. Brother Dave, I'm going to turn it over to you here for me. And also, just before I say that, we also have Brother Mookman. And Brother Mookman is from the Adams Corporation. And you know, they're the ones who promote the international trade. So those of you who wish to get into business and be able to buy at wholesale prices, Brother Mookman is going to – Brother Mookman, are you with us? Anyone from Adam?
Yeah. Greetings, yes, I'm here.
Okay, Brother Mookman, we've got Brother David Hassan, our national president. He's on. I'm going to have you to give him the greetings, and then I am going to more or less turn David over, and then David, we'll be shifting back and forth with you, and of course, any of David's assistance, and at that point, we will, at some point, David can start networking with all of our listeners, but first we're going to have you guys' presentation. Brother David.
Thank you, Bilal, and the listening audience. As I made mention, I've always feel very enthused about coming on Bilal's show. When I do come on. Can you hear me?
Very well, loud and clear.
Oh, okay then. Well, this year will be our 16th annual conference that's coming up. Greensboro, North Carolina. Bilal know the history of the NMBC, the National Muslim Business Council. We've been around for a number of years. We've been circulating around the country from Los Angeles, California, Houston, Texas, Philadelphia, and around. We decided to discontinue going around the country and just have it at one central location, which we'll have been having it in Raleigh-Durham, at the Hilton Hotel in Raleigh-Durham, or a sister's hotel, the Embassy Suites. Now, this year, 2020, Allah has blessed us with the Muslim community there in Greensboro. We have purchased, they have purchased a facility that would be able to handle us and all of our conference from here on out. That is a big step with the imam there, Imam Yamini, and along with his wife, which is the chairperson of the board, to be able to come in and basically do the conference right there in Greensboro. We came together, the believers, sincere believers, and purchased a 30,000 square foot facilities. That facilities is the largest facilities on the East Coast, owned by the Muslims in our association. That facilities will big Muslim masjid area. It has a banquet area and food kitchen. It has breakout rooms, three floors. Up there, we have booth space, vending area. We have culture night area. I mean, we have everything within that facilities we was looking for to be independent. And what I've always had a problem with, and wrong with going to the hotels, of course, our people would actually sleep in the hotels. But the fact in having that, and then we have the event that we turn all of the money, pretty much about 80% of the money goes to the hotel. But this time, we got our own. We got our own. No one can tell us what time to come and what time to go. We have the facilities there, and it's beautiful. They've been trying to work it to get it together. April 3rd through the 5th, that's when our conference come, and they've been working very hard in Greensboro to bring about this Family Business Empowerment Conference. You know, this is where we're at. And they're saying do for self, and we got to start for now circulating our dollars among us. If we got cooks, we hire cooks. We got builders, we hire builders. We got any person that has some expertise that we can be able to log in on, then we should give them the dollars among ourselves and turn that dollar over. They're saying that our dollar don't turn over very much in our community, and I agree with that. But now we got to start somewhere, and we're hoping to start that right with the NMBC, the 2020, wherein that we made a decision to come together with the brothers and sisters and purchase this property, and now we're going to be housing the events, and we will not be going nowhere but Greensboro to be able to do all of our events in the future. That is a big step. And we thank Allah, thank God for allowing us to be able to make that move and come together with the right-minded people and be able to make that decision. This year, for the conference, is going to be highlighted very strong. We're going to have an architect be giving a presentation. We have a GC, general contractor, will be giving a presentation. All of them going to be in one room. Finance guys who will be able to give loans and do economic development, they're going to be right there in the room, right there with the applications, right then and there. If you're qualified to do your structure, they're going to give you the money to do your structure right there and then and there. They're going to have all their things set up to do business with that workshop with these qualified people that are going to be there and giving a presentation. These are African-American Muslims who has this expertise, who is doing big business in construction. And those imams across the country and those leaders across the country who want information concerning building, what to go by and get finances, how we can be able to get it built, those brothers will be there, sisters will be there on site. And not only that, now we're going to have a gentleman that called the name Joe Deli. Many of you might know Joe Deli products. He's going to be the keynote speaker. He's national and international known, who manufactures products, who is an icon in our community. He is one of the ones who actually been in business for 55 years. I had an opportunity to go to his house a couple of weeks ago, and he lives in Greensboro, Kernersville area. And he invited me to come over and be there. And I said, well, you need to be the keynote speaker of our conference. Oh, he was very impressed, very happy, very enthused that he would love to come and be the keynote speaker. This is a man that actually usually get between 10, and that's a low number, $20,000 to make an appearance. You know, he's 82 years old. He's been around a while, but he's coming to us and share with us what he knows and how we can be able to log on and make this connection in terms of networking. And this is what we're doing is networking, and that's how we're going to get where we need to go. We're going to have to network. Any way we're going to be able to get where we need to go unless we network.
Okay,
so that's one of the things that I wanted to bring out, the two highlights of the conference this year. Blair.
All right, Brother Dave. And like I said, Brother Dave, we're looking forward to being at that conference and seeing all of the experts that I know for a fact that can be very, very helpful to our communities and to our entire nation when it comes to business. Let's talk about, before I go to Brother Mookman, Brother and Brother Dave, stay on the phone. You and your assistants, we're going to get right back to you. I want to get in the three of you, and then, of course, we have quite a few business folks that are on the lines, and hopefully they'll be able to identify their businesses and say hello. Also, we have the Black Wall Street organization out of Oklahoma. They're with us. Let me see if they're on the phone. They can give us the greetings. Anyone from the Black Wall Street organization from Oklahoma City, greetings.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Bilal. This is Sister Joyce from Oklahoma City.
Glad to hear from you.
Glad to be heard from.
We have the National Association. Both national associations. We got our national association we're all the subsidiaries of that national association all over the country. And then, of course, we have the Enterprise Development and Promotional Network headed by Brother Imam Tarif Abdul Mookman. He's on with us. He's going to be speaking here in a few minutes. But I want everybody to know that many business organizations, we all are coming together.
I have invited a young lady who has written a book on Black Wall Street, and I'm hoping that she has be able to be on the phone. Sister Dawn, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
Dawn Tree.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello,
Dawn Tree.
Ms. Don, before you speak, we want you to know your Black Wall Street organization, we're very impressed with what you folks are doing out there. We're planning on trying to get out there to visit you all as soon as we possibly can. And with that said, I'm going to turn it right back over to Oklahoma.
Yes, Don.
Okay. Did you have any further comments?
Hello?
We'll go.
Yes.
Is it my turn? Or?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Dawn Tree. I'm residing in Tulsa. I went to high school here. I went to college in Norman, Oklahoma. And so I'm on the grounds in Tulsa. And after college, I moved to D.C. and got a job and left. And now I'm back here and just witnessing the economic and mental and social issues that are plaguing Tulsa now. I mean, you walk down Greenwood and, I mean, you can count on your hands how many businesses are there, and there were over 200 in the 20s, early 1900s. And so with that, I'm an artist. I'm a painter and I'm a graphic artist. And so my book is called Tulsa's Black Wall Street, A Modernized Revelation. And so I take archive photos and superimpose them with newer images to kind of relate to what's plaguing the community now. And a large part of that is materialism and distraction, which also on the same lines of what the gentleman was talking about before, it hurts us economically in order to come together and build our communities now. So that's basically what my book is about. And even with some statistics, the black dollar was circulated 36 to 100 times in the early 1900s. And now it's in between anywhere from 6 hours to 15 minutes. And In the Asian community, it's up to a month. And in the Jewish community, it's approximately 20 days. And in the white community, it's 17 days. And as black people, we have trillion-dollar buying power. And right now, we're not using it in our own community. And that's unfortunately something that has taken place because of slavery, because of the mental breakdown of our people. And we need to come together. And so I'm glad there's a conference, and I appreciate the time that I've had to speak about my book. And so you could even go to my website, utreep.com. Is the letter utreep.com. And I own a business. I do marketing and graphics, and my whole purpose is to help black businesses in their visual marketing so that they can thrive. You know, the statistics are out there. We can start a business, and maybe in 6 months, it's depleted. So yeah. So feel free.
And
I want to
maybe
thank
we can
Ms.
all
Joyce.
Learn something. We thank you for
What's
your
that?
Time.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. And I also just got back from Ghana, and I really feel like being able to invest and help with, just they're willing. I mean, obviously Ghana opened up its gates in the year of return, but I've been going back and forth to Ghana for about 6 years now, and our dollar goes way further there, and being able to support their economy as well as our economy is definitely something that we should focus on. So thank you for your time, and I thank you for what you all are doing. I'm not sure how long you've been doing this, but I'm glad I now know. So thank you, guys.
Can I get some contact from you, please?
Well, sincerely,
What's that?
Thank you, and we ask you to continue to network with us, and we're going to make certain you get personal time. We do want to know much more about your book, but we're also very interested because you fall right in line with all of our efforts, and that is the business part that you're doing, and especially what you're doing in Africa. Now, with that said, sister, I want to, and all of our listeners, I want to take you now to a brother of Mookman, because, again, Brother Mookman can actually tell you how we are not only he's done business all over Africa, China, and Europe, too,
mm-hmm.
but Brother Mookman can speak for himself. Without further ado, Brother Mookman.
Okay. Greetings and peace, everyone. I am Tariq Abdul Mookman. I reside in Biloxi, Mississippi. Now, the parent company, yes, I do have my own company, Adams Enterprises, LLC, but the parent company is Commonwealth Partners based out of Jacksonville, Florida. And the company serves as is an intermediary between business people or entrepreneurs and the manufacturers in China, as well as products bought out of Italy. Now, also, those two businesses, they are sponsors of the Entrepreneurs and Development Network. Now, the Entrepreneurs and Development Network is basically what it says. We are trying to develop business people, develop entrepreneurs. We have classes every third Saturday of the month, how to start a business, how to write business plans, you name it. We address everything that need to be addressed in starting, naming, or running a business, how to bid and win government contracts. We address it all. David, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line. I'm still listening.
What? I don't know if you remember me, but I think it was 2016. I was there at the conference, accompanying Imam Yahya Abdullah. And we went to your house, me and another gentleman, and we stayed there for a while until you could take us to the airport. Do you recall that? I think it was 2016.
Call that was back in 2016-17?
I think it was. Remember, we went to your house for a brief moment, and then you took us to the airport.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I came back from your conference with a new vision, and it gave me even more to launch the Entrepreneurs and Development Network. Okay.
Excellent.
Because I was inspired by that.
I want you to come back this year and see this facilities repurchase.
Well, I got to. I'm gonna have to. So I would like to possibly, if we can fit in a workshop or something, that would be good too.
Well, that's no problem. Give me your info. I got my secretary on the line. If you give me an email right quick, or give me a telephone number, she'll be writing it down.
The telephone number is 228-209-2877. Again, 228-209-2877.
Okay, and your name, give me the name.
Tariq Abdul Mukman.
Okay, she got it. She don't talk about it. She got it. She'll be giving you a call and try to line that up.
Okay, and also we launched the Entrepreneurs and Development Institute. Now, the Institute is a 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization, and what we're going to do with that is these hands-on, I would say, trades that they dumb down, in particular in the public school system. And a lot of school systems took them out. And I'm not trying to be negative against academia or anything. That's not my intentions here. But let's just look at those trades. Those trades, all of them for the most part, carpentry, et cetera, all of them has to do with numbers. So if you don't know how to calculate and measure and do this and that, you can't put these things together. So what I'm saying, we're going to try to see, set up a situation, set up something to bring these things in an environment to teach these things again to people that keep society functioning and everything. That's what we're going to try to do with the institute. But again, our next workshop, in conclusion, our next workshop is scheduled for Saturday, Saturday this month, the 18th. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., that's Central Standard Time. That's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Go to Facebook and like the Entrepreneurs and Development Network Facebook page. Like and share that page. So when we go live, if you're not able to come to Biloxi, Mississippi, you can see the workshop live there. Okay? So we will be addressing New Year, New You, New 2020 Vision, New Business Startup, and that's what we'll be addressing in the upcoming workshop.
All right. I certainly want you to come.
And one more thing, and if you have any questions concerning importing, bringing these unlimited products from China, the number that I gave out, 228-209-2877, You can reach us on that number, and we can give you the particulars if you're interested in getting a distributorship to have unlimited access to all this merchandise and also financing as well. Currently, that we have available stateside that's coming out of Italy are Bertinelli, Enzo Tavari, Mantoni, Giorgio Ferrelli, Carlo Lusso, and Manchester and Taylor. So if you're interested in purchasing retail or wholesale, you can give me a call on that as well. That's 228-209-2877.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for that info.
Hello?
Thank you.
Hello?
Thanks so much. Brother Mukman, before you go, make certain everybody can go on the website and see the products that they can actually buy at wholesale from you. So if you would share that information, if you would.
Well, let me just say this right here for clarification. The site is currently set up for retail purchase only. And currently what's on the site, now jot this site down, is www.shopshopcwp10.com. That's shopcwp10.com. What you would see there currently are the Mantoni men suits, some dress shirts from Giorgio Mantoni and Enzo. So some men's jeans. I'm trying to see what else. But currently, that's what's on the site and everything. Now, the other suits are not on the site because we just picked those up.
And what about the hair product? We know that hair product, Brother Movement, the hair product. I know the ladies out there, they love being beautiful.
If you're interested in getting 8A 100% human hair, we also have access to that. Now, if you want another grade, you can do that. But 8A, you up there in that top grade hair, 100% virgin human hair. You can get that direct too from the supplier. And the other beautiful thing about having that relationship with China, we have someone there that living in that district that speaks Mandarin Chinese, the Muslim African American as well. So we're covered on all ends. You don't have to be concerned I'm losing what's the people at the port? Customs. Yes, that's already taken care of. All you have to do if you want that membership, which is a cost for the membership to get this unlimited product at that price, it's $415 to be able to get unlimited merchandise and everything. That is a yearly annual fee. Now, if you don't want to do that, you still can buy the merchandise from anyone else that has a membership with Commonwealth Partners if you're interested in doing that. So, but why would you not go ahead and get the $400, get the membership? So, but again, back to what Brother Bilal asked about that hair, it's 100% human hair. If you're interested in that, the number again is 228-209-2877, and we can give you further details.
Thank you, Brother Mookman. And at this point, we're going to open up our mics for questions for our national president, both presidents, Brother David, which is our national president of all of our associations, and again, Brother Mookman, who is the national development, have the national development product and their workshops. Any questions for either one of these brothers at this time? The mics are open to everybody. One at a time, but everybody at this point, I do have you open on the mic. So one at a time, if you have any questions, welcome.
Yes, Brother Abdul Aziz Shaheed, your co-host. I wanted to ask Brother David, in the new facility that they're having, they're bringing up the part of what they want it to be. Will there be any places in there where an actual number of people might sleep?
No. Well, what we have at this point, we do have the third floor, and we will be having 2 to 3 showers upstairs. And we're encouraged now, every year we sponsor about 20 to 25 young men and women from colleges and many other Ivy League schools to come and be with us, and we have business people that sponsor them. And what we're trying to do is accommodate those students, third floor, particular men, not so much of the women or sisters, but men. We are hoping to have them upstairs in there. We can be able to pull off sleeping beds or fold-up beds and et cetera. We're looking at that, but this is where we're at this point. But we do have a Muslim brother who owns a hotel in the city who we will be cutting some deals with on some very cheap accommodations. So that's where we are at this point. I have a hotel, but at the same time, we have a facilities. Now, what we're doing, since we get this facilities, pay off this facilities, we feel like this is going to be one of the leading facilities on the East Coast. The East Coast has the biggest facilities we do as Muslims, particularly in our association. So right now, as we speak, we got a group of between 4 or 5 young men who are looking now for a hotel, outdated Holiday Inn, or one of the hotels that might be outdated. They're looking to purchase that redo it, remodel it, and put it back on the map again, it will be strictly to all of the conference that we're going to be having in the future. So we're working on that.
Yes, yes. Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Again, the mics are still open. Any questions for Brother Mookman or for Brother David or son? The mics are open. Listeners, the mics are open. Any questions you might have?
Yeah, I have a question. This is Dawn Tree. You were talking about the high gray hair. You were talking about a membership of 400 and something. Can you break that down a little bit more?
Okay, yes, Don. Did I say your name correct, Don?
Yes, yes, Don.
Okay,
like
yes.
New day.
Okay. great. The $415 is an annual fee to be able to have access to the hair and up and unlimited merchandise from the suppliers and our manufacturers there. So it's now again, if just say if you decided to get it this month, January 2021, you will have to renew that in order to keep getting the hair at that price. Okay. Now, however, if you choose not to do that, you still can buy. Let's just say, okay, you say, well, I don't want to renew my annual membership fee, but I still want to buy the hair. Well, I'm going to put myself at part of this example. Well, I would still sell you that hair, but you're going to pay probably 10 to 15% more for it. On that. So that's how that would work.
And so this is on the website.
Well, the hair care is not on there because it's strictly dealing with wholesale now. And everything, but if you need to look at some images of the hair, I can send them to you if you can reach out to me at shopcwp10@gmail.com. shopcwp10@gmail.com.
And that's your main item? Is there anything else?
Oh, no, we have unlimited merchandise.
Is there anything else you sell?
Currently, what's stateside, what's here ready for, that's here stateside. And these products are manufactured in Italy. It is the Enzo Tavari jeans, Enzo Giorgio and Mantoni dress shirts, and Bertinelli, Enzo Tavari, Mantoni, Giorgio Ferrelli, Carlo Russo, and Manchester and Taylor men's suits.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Now, if there's something that you have in your mind of a product or something that you want manufactured or made there, that can be taken care of for you as well.
Daishiki.
Okay. My question is, why do you have any sources out of Ghana, or I mean out of Africa, the whole continent, at all?
Not at current time.
Okay. And then do you have an actual website so I can check it out?
The website is the same. It's www.shopcwp10.com.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, listeners and sisters, you can always go. We have all of our business associations, including Adams Association. All of our business associations, even your business, can be listed on the New Adams Business Association's website.
Breaking up a little bit.
Okay, well, let me get a little closer to the mic. Hear me now clearly. Again, I was saying that all of our associations, everything you're hearing today, brothers and sisters, you're only hearing just an introduction, a very small taste. Like I said, Brother David and I have been association now ever since 2005. So in that span to or talk to entrepreneurs throughout this country that and are becoming financially independent. Go to our website, and that would be the New Africa Business Association's website. That would be, let me make sure I got the website right here in front of me. Okay, that would be the New Africa Business Association. Here we are. NewAfricaBusinessAssociation.com. NewAfricaBusinessAssociation.com. And you will be able to go in there, go to our marketing. You'll see many departments, but go to the marketing department. You will see not only many, many different businesses that you can do business with, but the gentlemen that we brought on tonight represent national organizations, and of course you'll see them on there also. And anyone who has and wants your business featured, and then it's going out all over the country, and that way you will send your whatever image you want to put on the site, but also send that to the New Africa Business Association, New Africa Business Association at gmail.com if you wish to talk. At this time, I want to continue. At this time, what I want to do, we're running a little late in our program. I promise that we are doing networking too. So those of you that are in business, I would ask, we have quite a few of you on, but anyone who is in business, identify yourself, let us know who you are. That way, we can continue to promote your business and even have you come on and talk about your business in the near future. To know who you are. So if you are a business person, now's the time to present yourself. We'll give you a couple moments to give you the name of your business and how we can contact you.
But we seem to have a little static.
Okay, do you have it now with me speaking?
I'm speaking to you.
Static is coming.
Okay. Hello?
That's what right now I'm going
to. Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but we're going to have to go to mute because we cannot just cut in.
Oh, six.
I have all
okay,
the mics up. So I will give everyone a chance, but I'm trying to open the mic so everyone can say hello or give us a greeting. But we can't say it all at the same time. So also the feedback we were getting is because someone is keeping a lot of noise and our radio station is. So please, whatever noise you can eliminate, we would ask you to do so. So again, if you are a business person, take 2 or 3 minutes and let us know who you are. The mic's open.
Hi, my name is Billy Parker with Black Wall Street Market in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay, well, welcome.
Yes.
Hank is fine. How are you all? I just got on, but I was calling to talk about the biz. I'm having 2 festivals for Black History Month. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Very,
mm-hmm.
very clear.
Yes.
Okay.
Very clear.
We have, Black History Month. We do 2 festivals. This year in Tulsa, Oklahoma, we're having the 7th annual Black Wall Street Heritage and History Festival. And our theme this year, it takes a village to raise a child here, and it's February the 15th. And it's showcasing our kids from 3 to 18. Very nice festival. And also I wanted to tell you about, on the 14th, we're having the first annual Nubian Sweetheart Dinner Dance, which is something we need to do in Tulsa.
What month?
This is in February 14th, 2020.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go right ahead. You see it on the mic.
Okay. February the 14th, we're doing our first annual Nubian Sweetheart Dinner. And these festivals are where I bought a 3-acre farm, and we're teaching our children how to grow fresh vegetables in our community, a deserted community in North Tulsa. So we have a greenhouse, and it raises money because we don't have any kind of government assistance or anything like that. But we're just doing it from the community standpoint by donations from the community. I'm not a 405-0133, and I don't think I'll never be able to get one. I mean, I can get one, but it's just a community project, what we're doing. So that's what we're doing here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I seen Dawn Tree is on the line, and she has her own book. So thank you for letting us, thank you for letting me say that. So I'm through.
And please continue.
Yeah, thank you, Ms. Parker.
Thank you.
Next caller, please introduce yourself.
I'm Dawn Tree again. And Billy Parker actually told me about this this radio show, so I'm very appreciative. And my business is Underground Tree Studios. I do visual marketing, offer visual marketing to any business really that needs it, and that comes in the form of graphics. I do logos, flyers, banners, and also web design. So if you need that. And my website is U, the letter U, tree, and the letter P.com, utreep.com. And to second that, February 15th, the 7th Annual Black Wall Street Heritage and History Festival, I'll have my book there, Tulsa's Black Wall Street, A Modernized Revelation, which is a compilation of my graphic art and descriptions of what took place before, during, and after the massacre in 1921, and I'll also be exhibiting some artwork, so thank you.
Sister, could you
thank
give
you.
Me that information again? My co-chair for the National Muslim Business Council, she's on the line. I want your contacts. Could you give us that contact again, please?
My contact? Dawn?
Yes.
Okay. My email is undergroundtreeinfo@gmail.com. My direct phone number is 910-600-600-4761. And then my web address is the letter U, tree, T-R-E-E, the letter P.com.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Lyle, if I could, I wanted, just before you complete, I want to hear from Donna to give an update of what's taking place in the conference.
Please do.
Okay. Donna, are you around?
This is Donna Lynam from working with the NMBC 2020 in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I think if everyone could put their phones on mute while people are talking, then they would be able to hear a lot better. So I wanted to let you know that this is April the 3rd through the 5th, and we have early bird registration now at $79. If you call 888-776-9908, you'll be able to get more information. You can also go to our website at www.nationalmvc.org. That's www.nationalmvc.org. And NMBC is the National Muslim Business Council. The name of our conference this year, the theme is a Family Business Expo and Empowerment Conference. We would like for you to place ads if possible, and we have full-page ads, half-page ads, quarter, and one-eighth ads that are the size of a business card. We have hotel accommodations that are really reasonable. We would love to have vendors. We are looking for 50 to 60 vendors, and the prices are excellent. I don't know what each one needs that's on the show here, but I look forward to having you register at the convention and attend our awards dinner banquets, our cultural night. and our leadership business brunch. Anything that would help you expand your business, or if you're a new business member or an entrepreneur that needs information about how to start a business, or if you need funding, whether it's venture capital or banking institutions or private funding, you'll be able to get that information at the conference. You also can call me in Greensboro for the National Business Conference at 336-285-5992. That's 336-285-5992. So make sure you register now for the early bird special at $79. And also get your hotel room if you go on the website again at www.nationalmbc.org. You'll find the information to register and pick your hotel room and get your vendor booth if you need that. So we also have a lot of other things planned for the attendees that are not in the facility through Greensboro, where you can find out what Greensboro, North Carolina is all about. I moved here in North Carolina in January of 2019, and I'm from California. And as you know, California is all about business. So if you need any assistance at all, please give me a call, because I can help you a lot with your business. And David Hassan, the president of the National Muslim Business Conference, is excellent to work with, and we can negotiate. So please give us a call. Thank you very much, and have a good evening.
Thank you, Donna, very much. And I'll just put this in, that Bilal is a former one of our honorees, ex-honorees, who has proven business, and we honor him. I think it was in 2010 maybe, that we honored. He was one of the first honorees of NMBC that we recognized outstanding business achievements in our community. So we'll look out a seat for you, Bilal, a special seat for you. Every year you come, last time we were still up. This time you would have the honors in sitting at my table. We won't have that problem again. Pretty packed last time, but this time you would have come straight to my table.
Well, brother, so I appreciate that. Like I said, you and I go back quite a ways. We could be on this station a couple hours, two or three hours, just talking about our experiences. But it's almost, before I do this, we have time for one more business to introduce themselves. Is there another business person that didn't get a chance to take about 2 minutes to introduce yourself? If so, we got about two more minutes to give you.
Well, this is Sister Joyce from Oklahoma City. We have the Toy Factory. But I would like to remind people, I'll be quick because someone else can come on. Not only is this a year for voting, this is also a year for census. Get your census information in. When they come, supply the information. It is so valuable to our communities. That's all I have to say. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, Sister Joyce, I'm so glad you brought that up. As a matter of fact, that was on today's news, and it's being reported that they're intentionally not trying to account for many of our communities. So what Sister Joyce has said is very important. Census is where monies is distributed to your communities, and they would love to have us undercounted, which they've been doing for ever since we've been in existence. But it's up to us, as far as our business rights, our political rights, our human rights, or what have you. It's up to us to enforce that. So by all means, get out and vote and get out and get the census counted. Get out and do what you have to do to make our community. Because when I say our community, brothers and sisters, Brother David brought it up sort of in the beginning of the show, but I want to be a bit more specific. Back in 2005, and I'm hoping that you can hear me, I'm speaking directly into the mic, but back in 2005, there was a report given by the a Wall Street Journal, the S&P, give out this report, and it was done through, at that time it was called Wealth Management Magazine. Today they call themselves Wealth Managers. But all of you who are in banking and in finance and insurance and what have you, you know what Wealth Management Magazine or the Wealth Management Organization is all about. They did a report in 2005. That report was done by the S&P, and the title of the report was The Power of the Black Dollar. At that time, they was reporting that our consumer spending was somewhere in the neighborhood of $800 billion. But today we know that our consumer spending has risen to over $1.3 trillion. Our brothers and sisters saying that the sister was saying about the turnaround of the dollar, this is our money. This is not somebody's money that where the banks go to and tell you your financials is not in order so we can't lend you no money. No, this is the money that we put into the banks that goes to the Federal Reserve System and distributed by the Federal Monies Exchange. We don't get any of that distribution. We just make it possible for all other communities to get that distribution. That's why this business association, having a national business association, is so important. That's why it's so important that you, if you're not in business, business is what's going to make our communities and that black community, beautiful, powerful black community, that's what's going to make you independent, is the power of your money. And spending your money, that's the best way. If you want to make policy changes in this country, use your dollar bill to make it. If you're not getting the proper goods and services from anyone other, and because we're on 99% consumers, so someone else is serving us goods and services. We're not serving ourselves. But, again, it's so important that our communities, and I'm talking about our communities, and I'm not talking about going into somebody else's communities and start a business. Right there in your own black communities, that's where that dollar is going out of the communities and making everybody else's community powerful. So do it in your own communities and do it jointly. You can't build this business anymore by yourself. And again, if you see statistics that's saying that as a nation, we're bringing in more than $1.3 trillion and we're only around 40 or 50 million citizens, my goodness, why do you think every business that comes to this country, the first place they come in is to the black community? We're made everybody, the Asians, the Hispanics, the white folks, I don't care who they are, the Arabs, we've made them all filthy rich. It's time that the African-American community have that eagle continuing to fly in our community. But the way you have to do that is you have to do business with each other. Therefore, you have to network and know who has the businesses and who have the services. Brothers and sisters, this is a day where I don't have to live in Oklahoma to sell my goods to Oklahoma. In Oklahoma and the United States, we can now share our information over the Internet, and we can also have stuff, goods and services delivered. We only have 19 seconds, so we're going to ask you next week. We're going to continue this program. And so, again, next week from 7 to 8 o'clock, we look forward to having all of you. And then pass the word. We can get over 10,000 listeners on this station, and we need all 10,000. Brothers, it's been my pleasure. I am going to say assalamu alaikum, and hopefully I'll see everybody right here again next week from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum.
Girl, you're watching me. But every time I turn my head, you're all I see. to look in your direction. It appears that you're paying no attention, but soon as I walk away, I can feel your eyes all over me. Your eyes tell me something's going on. I catch your glance, I catch your smile. I don't wanna be fooled by self-deception, thinking that this is love. I've been there before, don't wanna go back to heartache and pain. I know where it's at. I'm giving to you, I'm being fair. What you're giving to me, giving the love that I had to someone special, and it might be you. If you deserve it, able to share, we'll be together anywhere. I don't care. Giving to you, girl. What you give. You.